Welcome, everyone, to the Justin Ryan Bizarro Show. I'm Justin Bizarro. I'm your host. That's B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. For anyone who's out there who wants to find this show or Justin the Food Entrepreneurs or the Centurion Leadership Battalion, you can find us on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. You can also find me personally on Instagram at Justin Bizarro. Again, that's B-I-Z-Z-A-R-R-O. Also, for anyone who's out there who's looking, we have launched Gorilla Brave over the last 6 months. You can find us at gorillabrave.love. That's for all the food and beverage entrepreneurs out there. Take a look at the site. Again, gorillabrave.love. That's pretty awesome. We have a lot of people taking interest in it and starting to sign up. So everyone, take a look out for that. So this is a food entrepreneur podcast. This is an entrepreneur podcast. Food entrepreneur is a different one. Already tripping over myself today. But I want to introduce a friend, someone I've met over the last 3 weeks at an event called Evolve, put on by Angela Goodman. She's also been on Justin the Food Entrepreneurs podcast. What an incredible event, by the way, for anyone who's an entrepreneur out there in the world or looking to be an entrepreneur. I would say it's a pretty phenomenal thing that's going on there. And what we went through. But I had the privilege of sitting next to another Justin Murad, Graphic Arts, and of Justin Thought podcast. Almost every night for dinner, oddly, we ended up sitting next to each other somehow, or across from each other. I don't remember exactly, or diagonal of one another, I guess, for one of the nights when we were eating some amazing catfish. Mm-hmm. But Justin, I see such potential in you. I can see the entrepreneurial spirit blossoming in you. So I'm going to give you the mic. I'm going to let you tell your story. I'm going to ask some questions afterward, but take as long as you want. I want to sort of hear your story, how you end up where you are, how you've launched this podcast, and how you've launched Murad Graphic Arts, and what exactly are you doing through those two platforms?
Man. First off, I have to thank you for recognizing that in me, because it always takes at least one person from the outside to recognize that for ourselves, because if we try to do it for ourselves, it doesn't go over very well, in my experience. So I appreciate you seeing that in me whenever we had shared that week together in Evolve. And I agree, that was a pivotal moment for me in my life, not even just in my entrepreneurial journey, just my life in general, just being in the room with people like yourself and, you know, the 20 or 30 other people that were in there. Everybody was there to grow and to learn and to share. And the guards were down, and there's a lot of vulnerability within everybody. And it was a beautiful thing. And you're right. Like, it was kind of funny how the universe kind of put us together as we were eating dinners and things like that. So that was pretty funny. And I agree. It was, however that happened, it happened for a reason, and it gave us this time that we're in right now. So, you know, my story, it's like anybody's story. It's kind of long, of course, right? I've been living for almost 43 years now. So there's quite a bit of, you know, undertones, of course, but really I'll start more recently. When I got into my entrepreneur journey, I don't come from a family that has that blood in them. I can't even think of a single person in my life, in my family, that has done this for themselves. You know, like someone like you, your dad is, you were in the entrepreneurship space since you were like 7 or 8, you know, if I remember correctly. So that didn't happen for me. And so this is all brand new. All this stuff is exciting and shiny and scary all at the same time. And, you know, and just, again, going back to the Evolve event, being in the space with everybody and just seeing the, you know, the real life examples of what it can bring you was very inspiring. So I came away with a lot more clarity in my vision and things. And so, and I really got started because I've been working in the corporate world since pretty much I turned 16, you know, which goes, you know, the only job you really get is working at a White Castle or something like that, right? Which is where I started. I was at a White Castle. And you kind of just go through the ranks and eventually get a corporate job. And I've been in that corporate job for 16 years now. And back in 2019, between 2017 or 2018, 2019, I had an event happen within my company where I just felt extremely betrayed by how they handled a situation that I was in. And, you know, and I have no problem saying this, is that I'm really good at what I do in my 9-to-5 job. I excel at it to the point now where it's almost easy, right? There's no more challenge anymore. And so for this thing to happen really, really upset me, and it made me rethink where I wanted to be. You know, the whole cliche saying of, you know, you're climbing the corporate ladder, but the ladder's on the wrong wall. That's exactly how I felt in that moment. And I knew I didn't want to be on that ladder anymore. So I made the decision to pretty much stunt my growth within the corporate world and stay at this level, not get myself promoted and not go into the next ranks and become a director and partner of all that kind of crap. I didn't want to do that any longer. And, you know, there's a lot of struggle, a lot of cursing, and lots of confusion as to what I was going to do to get myself out of that situation. And again, not having anyone to really talk to at that point in my life, I was like, I'm going to pick something, and that's what I'm going to do. So I picked something, and it just happened to be real estate, which is a vehicle that a lot of people use to get out of the rat race. And I just didn't like it very much, you know? So, and that kind of put a sour taste in my mouth a little bit. I'm not going to say it slowed me down. It just kind of made me rethink how I wanted to get out of the corporate world. And that led me to really my first option, which is what you already said, the Miride Graphic Arts, you know, my artistic ability, which is a God-given talent that has been in front of my face the whole time I've been living. And I finally have embraced that gift and embraced it enough to be comfortable helping others in their entrepreneur journey by giving them my gift and being the who for somebody else. If anybody's ever read the book, Who Not How, that's kind of how I've described myself, is, you know, if somebody is in the need for brand identity for their business, then I am the who for them. That's kind of how I've described it in the recent months. And that's kind of where I stand now. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff in the background, of course, you know, how I was raised as a child and the trouble I got into and all those things, which are very relevant, of course. And they have their time in the light to chat about when that time comes. But we're kind of specifically talking about entrepreneurship. So that's kind of where I stand at the moment. So I hope that's filled your request to kind of talk about me. It's always weird to share a story when there's so much to share. You kind of have to pick and choose what you want to share in the moment, you know?
Well, let's specifically talk about you don't have a background in it. Your family was an entrepreneur. Where did this seed start? When? How did you know? When did this thing? Because I think your background, even before this, was somewhat entrepreneurial in a lot of ways, and we don't need to get into it, but I think there's always been an entrepreneurial aspect to the way you've gone about your life. Is that correct to say?
Yeah, I think if we were to uncover certain things in my past that have happened, we could definitely find some Easter eggs, no pun intended, because Easter is just a couple days ago, but we can definitely find some eggs that would lead me to believe that this is where I was going to end up anyway. And some of that does come from having a little bit of resistance, just because, you know, not knowing what I don't know and being scared to know it, to be honest. And that's one thing that I have very much made myself aware of, is who I am and how I got here and all the things that made Justin who he is today. So I'm very, very comfortable saying that what I like and what I don't like, who I am, who I am not, all those kinds of things. So there was a lot of resistance up front when I came to make the decision to be an entrepreneur, because I had to learn all these new skills that you don't get taught in school. You don't get taught in the corporate world, right? So there's a lot of scary stuff going on at the time. So what sparked it, I already mentioned the whole work thing, right? So that was kind of the spark. But really what sparked it was the going down the path of self-development, right? And I live in St. Louis now. Back in 2015, I moved to San Antonio, Texas for work because we were opening a new office. And my buddy was going to be the director of that office. And he called me and said, hey, man, I want you to come help me, you know, drum up business and start the office here in this new city. And I said, cool, man. So I did that. So that was kind of a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit. But at the same time, I was also trying to, at that time, I actually enjoyed my job, what I was doing. And so I was very focused on continuing to do that and continuing the personal excellence within the corporate world. And so I started seeking out knowledge about what personal excellence meant to me personally, so I could show up better for, you know, my company at the time, my colleagues and teammates and contractors that I had to deal with and all these kinds of things. So it was very much digging into who I was and started reading books about it. And the first book actually that got me, you know, my whole mindset kind of shifted was Good to Great by Jim Collins, which I think was mentioned during the Evolve event. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, one more little thing that lets me know I'm on the right track. So that was kind of like my first, you know, spark for the entrepreneurship bug, we'll say, was just moving states and being uncomfortable, you know, and then starting to learn more about myself. So
I like this a lot. So, I mean, you've started this venture, right? I think I don't know which came first, the podcast or the graphic arts company, but when you started to take the leap, what was that decision like for you?
It was very much a people type decision, right? Like I didn't know who, again, I didn't know what I didn't know, which also meant I didn't know who I didn't know yet at the time. So there was a lot of experimentation as I learned certain things about myself. I had to also try to understand who were going to be the people in my life that were going to resonate with these things that I'm now learning about myself. And as I apply them in my life, you know, how does that make other people feel? Are we aligned? Does it push them away? Because, you know, they say as you start to go down this path, right, and friends and family could possibly just drop away. And you almost end up finding a whole new family, you know, much like yourself, right? Like we only met a month or so ago and, you know, we have so much more in common than I would if somebody that I knew back in high school, you know, if we're still friends today. So there's a lot of that. Like I didn't know who to trust, who I should get my information from other than books and things like that. So it was very much finding the correct relationships to foster the environment to grow and excel in, you know, and find the right answers. And I knew I was going to make mistakes, of course. And I will continue to make mistakes, but you know, that's how we grow and learn. The failures feed the successes. So I'm less scared of that nowadays than I am just finding the right people. So I'm glad, again, going back to the Evolve event, it was like those are the kind of the right people, you know? So it was mainly about the people. And it always is. It's always is about the people, to be honest, you know, about the relationships that you can make. And if I can help more people with their business, then that's going to help my business and circle of life, you know?
And there's obviously an artistic talent here, a creative talent, if you're creating logos and graphic arts and things like that. So where have you always been someone who's been creative or drawn or things like that?
Yep.
Explain to me that. When did it start? How long has it been around? When did you discover you were good at this?
I mean, I was 5-6 years old, you know? I mean, this is literally a God-given talent. My dad was an artist. My uncle was an artist. My uncle didn't pursue it as long as my dad did, and then I pursued it longer than my father did. So my dad did a lot of freelance work. You know, back in the day, it was all pencils and markers and things, and there was very little computer work, of course, which is what I do. I do more more graphic design on the computer nowadays, but you know, I grew up pen and pencil, colored pencils. And then, you know, you graduate to acrylics and oil paint and pastels and charcoal pencil. And you go to, I went to college and I took a bunch of art classes to try to hone the skills. And, you know, I had certain dreams that I wanted to fulfill back then. But again, going back to not having people in the family that have done those things, you know, those didn't get fulfilled in the way that I would have liked them to back then. Obviously, today is a different day, of course, so I don't have those same desires as I did then, but life would have looked a lot different if I had the right people in the right time, you know. I guess one could argue, like, that was, it all happened for a reason, of course, so. But yeah, it's always been in my blood, you know, and now it just looks and feels different just because of the technology that's available. So I use a lot of Photoshop, a lot of Illustrator, and I still draw, I still hand sketch everything when I work with clients. And then that just gets turned into the electronic medium so people can use it for websites and, you know, Instagram posts and things like that. So yeah, it's always been in me. And there was a point in my life where I wouldn't say I rejected it. It was more of a neglected or put it on the back burner. You know, I didn't fully embrace it until fairly recently, you know, when I finally made the decision to be like, you know what? I got this gift. I'm going to turn it into something. I'm going to help people. And at the same time, I'm going to be able to design the life that I want for myself instead of putting that life in somebody else's hand, like the corporate world, you know? So yeah, well, it's always been there.
God planted a seed and then he put an obstacle in your way or a problem at work in your way. And then that seed started to grow again, right?
Yep. Yes.
And so it's just one of those things that over time, the thing that God gives us grows at such rapid rates. Sometimes it stops growing. Sometimes it goes into hibernation, and sometimes we keep it in that hibernation unless we're entrepreneurial or whatever. Sometimes we get into relationships that hold it back. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think of so many talented people, God's given them great gifts and they let their relationships destroy it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's things like that. That I think that we're talking about here, like you went an easier path, you got into corporate America and it dulled this superpower. You kryptonited yourself in some ways.
Yeah.
And so talk to me a little bit about the way, you know, the way you have sort of reinvented yourself or are reinventing yourself through this. Like, how are you getting clients? How are you starting to build your reputation as a graphic artist, specifically your business? Like, let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what is your mindset here and how are you going about this?
All good questions. And I don't have all the answers for that yet, I'll be honest. I'm definitely at the starting line compared to some people, at least in regards to marketing and things like that, right? Like, I'm spending a lot of time understanding marketing. Because back in, you know, years ago, when I was just doing logos for random people, you know, on the side and just doing it for fun, instead of using it to create a life, you know, it was all word of mouth. You know, a cousin would call me and then they would refer a friend. And, you know, I'd do like one or two every 3-4 months or something, right? So everything was pretty spanned out between jobs. And, you know, it was fun. I enjoyed it and I did some really cool stuff. But now I'm very much focused on putting together a strong online portfolio. I'm starting to reach out to people on social media. I'm starting to be more active on LinkedIn. Like you mentioned, I have the podcast now. So that gives me a little bit of credibility. And the podcast isn't even related to entrepreneurship. It's more about, you know, personal growth and, you know, self-discovery and self-mastery and things. So, but for the business, it's, you know, I'm getting my toes wet in the marketing. You know, I'm helping somebody or having somebody help me with a little bit of marketing up front, working on, you know, integrating web pages and CRMs and all the fun stuff that we kind of, again, talked about in Evolve, you know. So, and there's a lot to it. And some of it is makes me feel a little overwhelmed. And I don't mind saying that. And I understand that I'm the kind of person where if there's too many things, whichever one feels right to do in that moment, that's what I pick and that's what I work on. And fully understanding that those other things have to come into play at some point. And then also fully understanding that I have to trust myself enough to intuitively know when it's time to get those other aspects involved in the business. So I can't, I shouldn't say I can't. It's a word I'm working on removing from my vocabulary. I'm not thinking about, you know, using every single thing right away, because then that's only going to slow me down, if that makes sense. You know, it's like trying to bench press 300 pounds when I, you know, you can't just throw it on the bar. You got to work up to it, you know? So can't use all the weights right away. So that's kind of where I'm at right now with my business. And so it's very much still working with some friends and I, you know, reaching back out to old colleagues or old clients, asking for referrals, seeing if they need anything new, things like that, just to continue to build the portfolio, continue to have conversations and, you know, and work on my back end type stuff, you know, work on my forms and my intake forms and the process, behind the scenes process and things. So that's kind of how that's been looking and it feels good, you know, and I very much have allowed myself to trust my own intuition these days instead of thinking about, oh, am I doing this correctly or comparing myself to somebody else and to their progress. And so now I'm very much just, you know, pick something, go with it. Does it feel good? Yeah. Okay. We'll continue with this. And then if I feel like I've got some good momentum there and I feel like I can take on another aspect, then I'll do it, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Let's talk about your spirituality. You mentioned some people would say this, that, you know, there was a plan here or that, you know, this is the path that you're on. Talk to me a little bit about your spirituality as a human, the maturity of it, because I mean, part of Evolve was this spirituality that we all possess, which is just a crazy because I am in Denver Seminary and I have been an entrepreneur for 26 years. Well, more than that, since I was 7, like we mentioned, but really in the space, like in the food space for 24 years. Now I'm in the media space. Now I'm in the coaching space. Now I'm, you know, in the hospitality space also, amongst other things. But really the spiritual journey that you have been on that's gotten, you know, because you have a very peaceful sense about you, which is the Holy Spirit, in my opinion, working in you and growing the seeds inside of you. And it can only grow in peace in a good environment. Okay, that doesn't mean that hardship doesn't lead to growth. That's not what I'm saying. But when we face hardship, when we face uncomfortable situations, there has to be a peaceful way of still growing within those. I've not always been successful at that, just so the audience knows. Okay. So not, you know, I handled things very wrong in the last 2 years of my career at Food Service Partners for sure, under a lot of stress and a lot of personal relationship issues and all of that. But talk to me about your spiritual journey.
Yeah. Well, I think you might agree that the spiritual journey it's a very deep well of understanding and it's deep and expansive. And so there's a lot that goes into it. And a lot of it is unconscious, you know, that goes on in our mind and we don't even know about. And that has been part of my spiritual journey for myself is understanding how those unconscious behaviors get formed, how those habits get formed, how our thoughts get formed, how our, you know, actions get formed, which brings awareness. And then once something is in your awareness it, you either choose to ignore it or you choose to alter it and change it for the better. So now that I've had a handful of years now kind of digging into who Justin is and understood the things that I've created, who I am up to this point, how do I want to say this? There's just so much. There's a lot of stuff going on in my head right now, and I'm trying to organize it for you so it can be a talking point. I'll say this. My exposure to religion, which I understand is, for me anyway, is separate from a spirituality, but it also, you know, it's, it can go hand in hand at some time. So I grew up in a very Christian household. You know, I went to church 3 to 4 times a week. I was in the youth group. I was in all these things. I sang with the kids and blah, blah, blah. And I had some things happen to me in the church that drew me away from it. So then once I got to a certain age, my mom was like, you know, you're free to do what you'd like to do. And then I stopped going. And then I put myself into martial arts, which has also been an art form for me and a form of self-expression for me, for my life. I've been doing martial arts for over 23 years of my life, half my life. So once I was able to do that freely, that became my spiritual path, which is largely the reason why I am, you picked up a lot of peacefulness from me, because it comes from the discipline that I've learned in martial arts. And then I was able to take a lot of those disciplines, if not all of them, and apply them to my life. One of them being safety. So I've trained a lot in these techniques to keep myself safe. And I've also created my environment that I live in, my house, my neighborhood, my relationships. It's all a nice, safe container for me. And that has been able to allow me to foster the courage to understand even more in depth who I am and who I want to be. And through spirituality, through God, and the people I surround myself with. And it's, you're right, it's an ongoing journey. There's plenty of struggles. And I've learned to look at those struggles in the light of these are discoveries that are going to teach me something that I didn't know, something that I can use at some point in my life. And those takeaways are all going to be beneficial. Even if they hurt, they're going to be good for you, you know? And that's kind of how I've walked that over the past at least 5 years. But that peacefulness definitely comes from the martial arts and being able to have the power to create the space to, the safe container to grow in. And, you know, going back to the entrepreneurship, that is a chaos that I'm inviting in, you know, and that is really the only way that we're going to be able to grow is we create something, we push its boundaries, and we test it, and we grow from there, and we get bigger and bigger. And so, you know, it's all happening for a reason, of course. And like you said, like God puts these challenges in front of us to grow our spirit and our talents and our ability to give back to the earth and the world. And that's what I'm doing, you know, and having conversations like this with you is amazing. I'm super blessed to be able to at least give it my best shot to articulate all these things.
And you mentioned, you know, 5 years ago and sort of over the last 5 years, if you could go back and tell yourself something 5 years ago, what would it be? Or what things more than one, if there's more than one?
I don't know how it would sound, but I would probably be encouraging. I'd probably just say, hey, it probably might not feel like it, but you're on the right path, man. Use your intuition, you know, get more comfortable with your intuition. Give yourself permission to use it. I mean, there's probably lots more that I would say, but at this point, it would definitely be just more of an encouragement and probably tell myself that if you don't know something, it's okay that you don't know it. And if you're thinking about that you should know something, that's a calling. Pull on the string. Know what it is that you think you should know, and then be prepared for the struggle of knowing, because it is. If you want the knowledge, if you want the power of knowing something, you're going to have to go through the struggle to figure it out. So give yourself some grace. Know that you're on the right path, and, you know, head on forward. That's probably something that I would say. There's tons and tons more, of course, but super, super nitty gritty.
I mean, yeah, and I like this because you do recognize your growth over the last 5 years, I've assumed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know about 5 years ago, 2019, is when you joined Arete Syndicate as well. Is that true?
Yeah, it was like 2018, 2019. Yeah, when I first jumped into Arte. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, there's a lot of growth there, right? Andy Frisella and Ed Mylett, like, and the messages that they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also know you do 75 Hard. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've done it a handful of times. I kind of just do that anyway, every single day. I don't drink. I don't eat a bunch of junk food. I walk and I work out every day. I pretty much, the only thing I don't do is I don't take a picture of myself every day. You know, it's like, I don't do the picture, but I read, still exercise, water, tons of water. So I'm kind of doing it almost anyway. I know I can't remember. In 75 Hard, do we do the power list? I can't remember. We do the
test. And the extensions, the 30-day extensions. There's those three extra steps. But yeah, but I agree with you. It's been around for 6 years now. And I don't even, you know, definitely completed 5 years of it. It was hard for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, you know, but here's the thing about it is over the last 2-3 years, the harder my life got, the more it blew up, the more I've stuck to it. And even with really bad health issues, I went through some terrible health issues for a while. Relationships breaking up, businesses going away. The thing about it is 75 Hard gave me the discipline and the purpose to keep moving forward. And for whatever reason now, it's just part of my everyday lifestyle.
I agree.
And the scary part about it for me, it's become, and I think Andy writes about it in this book, is that at this point, my understanding of human potential has changed so much. It's hard for me to relate to people that aren't seeking the mental toughness to continue to unlock their potential, or even the spiritual toughness to unlock their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things where it's almost crazy, because the better you get at it, 75 Hard, the more discipline you have, the more almost people try to cut you down who don't live that type of lifestyle. They try to find what I would call kinks in the armor, or whatever the term would be, chinks in the armor. I don't remember what the term is.
Yep.
Can never get any of those terms right. Bear poops in the woods, Pope, you know, wears a funny hat or whatever. But it's one of those things where I think over time that discipline changes who we are. And if you want a simple life, then you're going to get a simple life. It's not going to be very meaningful, you know, even with money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you pursue something like this, even the martial arts that you're talking about, life doesn't become simple anymore. It's simplified, but it's not simple. And so that's one of the things that I think, you know, you and I really connected on, is we've both been through a rough journey in life, you know, relationship-wise, life-wise, business-wise, leadership-wise, people that we've looked up to, leaders that have let us down, or what I would say is their actions don't match their words. And hypocrisy is a big problem for me.
Yeah.
And getting through that has taken a lot of growth. You know, if for whatever reason, God puts us in these situations where we're forged by fire.
Yep.
And I can see it in you. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about, where do you go from here? Like, where are you thinking? I know you're still have a career. You're trying to get a podcast and a business off the ground. So, I mean, have you thought about when or what time you're going to think about, you know, when do you transition? When do you go all in and burn the ships behind you into this business? Have you started strategically thinking about that?
I have. And before I say that, I want to go back to what you said about, you know, simplicity, because you're right. It's not simple, but there's the simplicity. And, you know, one of my episodes of my podcast talks about the, you know, how you get to the simplicity, because that when people from the outside looking in, they look at my life, and I know this because people tell me this all the time. Like, oh yeah, well, you're not married, you don't have kids, you got a motorcycle, and you get to work from home. And I'm like, oh man, it's just, you just got it. You got it made, you know? And to your point, yeah, I got it made because I made it that way. You know, I went through all of these things and experimented and passed and failed and went through all the hardships and all the discoveries, and I went through all of the complications in order to get to the simple stuff, the simplicities. And that's people realize that that's how that goes. They just don't ever say it for themselves out loud, maybe because it's scary to admit that kind of stuff. But that's why I have it like this. And that's it is the same thing that Bruce Lee says when he says, you know, when he first learned martial arts, you know, a punch was just a punch, kick was just a kick. And then the midst of learning martial arts, a punch was no longer a punch, a punch no longer was a kick. And then once he got to a point of mastery, a punch was just a punch, a kick was just a kick. You know, so you go through these stages where you have to learn everything and try everything, pass, fail, before you can, a punch can just be a punch again, you know, and then it just happens, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at with my nice, comfortable life that I built. And again, going back to what I said earlier, I'm about to introduce a lot more chaos into it, as one of my coaches says. So to your question about burning the bridges or burning the boats, that strategy has never really resonated with me. Again, going back to what I said about intuition, there might be a little bit of danger around this thought process, I assume. I can understand anyway that if I don't give myself a certain time frame, and if I say, oh, I can do it within the next 5 years, then I will take 5 years. You know, I think there's some law or something, right, that says if you do it this way, then yeah, that if you give yourself this amount of time, then that's what you'll take to do it. So I am aware of that. But the whole burn the boats thing doesn't really resonate with me. So I've just been working as much as I can behind the scenes since I work from home. I spend time doing my job, and then I spend time doing my entrepreneur journey. So I don't necessarily have an answer about when I'm going to do that. My goal would be by the end of the year, to be honest. That would be my goal based on what I need financially to continue to live this type of life that I live now and beyond, you know. So I still have to plan for the future, of course. So I got to have enough clients in the pipeline and build the back end of the business. And you know how it goes. I mean, I got to have all those things kind of prepared that I don't have right now. So, and I am blessed to be able to work from home, use the money that I'm making from my 9-to-5 to get me further along with my own business. So I am blessed for that, for sure. And there are definitely times where I take that for granted. You know, I'll admit that. And also too, there's I've lived this life of safety for so long, and being in the corporate world and, you know, not having examples in my life with my family about entrepreneurship. So I've lived this life of safety, and once I made this decision for myself, there was a lot of resistance from my ego, and it would tell me things like, why would you want to leave this? It's like so easy. Like, you got it so easy, man. Just stay here. You know, like, you don't do this thing. Like, you could fail. You could die. You know, like the lizard brain is like, you could die, you know? So there was a lot of that going on in the beginning. So, and essentially this is all brand new to me and exciting, you know, and it's also exciting to be able to know what it's like on the other side when I talk to guys like you and, you know, Angela and Matt and, you know, people from Evolve and things. So I've made a lot more progress just in the past 6 months. You know, had I not put myself in the room with you guys, had I not gone to a couple other different things over the past 6 to 8 months, I wouldn't be even close to where I'm at right now. So super grateful for all the opportunities that people have given me and the opportunities that have been presented to me that I took for myself. And again, going back to the intuition, you know, and thinking things like, oh, is this right for me? Should I do this? Oh, this might be a little too much money. And like, nowadays I've kind of trained myself to, if I have any sort of good, warm and fuzzy about something, I just go, yep, I'm going to do it. Boom. You know? So, you know, again, at end of the year would be great for me, you know. But I don't know. You know, things could happen. Things could happen a lot faster too, as you know. So,
if you had to tell the audience anything, or could give any wisdom from your experience, anyone who's trying to become an entrepreneur, or anyone who's struggling on their journey, what would you say to them?
Well, considering I'm pretty new in the journey, allowing yourself the permission to find the people that are setting the example for the things that you want to do, you know? So as an example for me, I'm in the graphic design space, and everybody's like, oh, AI is going to take your job. Okay, well, I don't want to listen to those people because those are the naysayers. So I found two or three people that I got some training from that are doing this successfully and doing it on a large scale. And so I'm looking for the possibilities of it instead of listening to the people that have never done these things before, you know, and allowing that to penetrate my psyche and my spirit. You know, I want to look for the good nuggets, you know, and hold on to those and keep focusing on those. So that's probably what I would say, because that's helped me, of course. So
I love it, Justin. Where can everyone find you?
I am on Instagram a lot. So I'm at Murad Graphic Arts on Instagram is my portfolio. And then my personal one is JMurad58, J the letter J, JMurad58. And then pretty much if you just Google Murad Graphic Arts, I should show up, LinkedIn, Facebook, that kind of stuff. So I am always around for any sorts of questions. And, you know, going back to what you said about my podcast, Justin Thought is out on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, things like that. So, which I'll have you on mine very, very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to be on yours.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be awesome.
What's your favorite part about your life right now?
The freedom that I've been able to create for myself to design my life. I don't think there's a lot of people that have allowed themselves the freedom to design the kind of life that they want. Even if they think it's, oh, well, it's just my little slice of pie of heaven, and that's fine. You know, focus on that. You know, like I'm not married. I don't have kids, and I ride my motorcycle a lot. You know, like, that's perfect for me right now. You know, and I have the option to work on my business here at my house, so I can do a lot more cool stuff in the future, continue to build and change lives. So that's probably my favorite thing. Freedom's big for me. Freedom's big for me.
Well, Justin, I'm definitely going to have you back on the show. Yeah, man. Definitely going to talk more with you about everything that's going on in your life. Continue to, you know, be a friend, help you out with your business for sure. Maybe even give you some opportunities here as Gorilla Brave continues to grow and we need some graphic arts done and things like that.
Yeah.
Also, leaders to owners, if anyone's out there, that's for those out there in the food world who want to become owners of their own business, who actually want to become entrepreneurs. So Gorilla Brave is for the food and beverage entrepreneurs out there who are already in the space, but leaders to owners will actually turn you into an owner, provide classes, provide the structure for you guys to become your own owners. So what Justin was just talking about is that how do you make that step from corporate to your own entrepreneur, your own world? Well, in the food and beverage space, we are providing that. And I have two business partners that are very great humans and have built a lot of successful companies. And so particularly in the food space. And so that's where that comes from. And so Justin, thanks for joining us on the show. Thank you everyone for listening in again. I appreciate all of you guys. I appreciate all the love that everyone gave me when I took 6 months off and took a leave of absence from this to figure out who I am, figure out who I'm not, and repurpose my life and grow and take a pause, and we'll see what happens, you know, but I definitely have found peace. I wish I didn't have to go this path to find it and lose the humans that I love the most and cherish the most in the process. And I know like they've moved on, but I will always want the best for them. I always have forgiveness for them, and I will always give them many chances in my life because that's who I am. That's what I believe spiritually, and that's what I believe Jesus Christ did for us and God does for us. So I will always do that. since people have asked. But mostly I appreciate everyone that supported me over the last 2 years, from the bottoms I've been through, from the broken pieces, from the brokenness, all the new people who have come into my life, the new humans, just like Justin I'm talking to. Even though we were in Arete together, we just finally met each other. And it's been life-changing for sure. And it's brought me closer to God for sure. And it's helped me find purpose in seminary. It's helped me find purpose as an entrepreneur. So thank you everyone for listening in. I love you guys. Again, you can find us on Spotify or wherever else you grow yourself through podcasts. You can also find me on Justin the Food Entrepreneurs as well as the Centurion Leadership Italian. Find me on Instagram at Justin Bizarro. And I will say this, from people I met at Evolve, they've helped me grow my social media presence significantly and get people interacting with my content, help me get good stuff going. And all that is because I finally met someone that understood who I am, and I understand who I am and who I'm not. And now the message I get out there applies to people that are going through what I've been through, or finding their spiritual life, or becoming entrepreneurs again, or have hit a rock bottom in their relationships or lost relationships that they love and cherish. So it's a powerful weapon, our test that we go through that leads to our testimony, and the mess of our lives that leads to our message. So, Justin, thank you again for coming on the show, and we're out.
Cool, man. We'll talk soon, buddy.